Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Heiner's here. Sarah's on one of our newest Brain Trust members, but boy, howdy, are we glad we found her. She's become a great resource for us. She's in charge of the Bottom Line Publications organization, a family-owned business. She's the president and CEO, having taken over for her father, who was the founder. And they publish the Bottom Line Personal magazine twice a month, right, Sarah?
Twice a month is exactly right. Twice a week, we'd all be sleeping a little less.
I know. Welcome back, Sarah. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you.
And
thanks
I'm holding my personal Bottom Line 2016 yearbook. Thank you, Sarah. I'm so excited about this book, except I'm only getting to borrow it because my people are told me I can only have it for the show.
They're taking it back.
They love this thing. Yeah, they want to see it.
Welcome
back. All right, so let's talk about heartburn. If you're a small business owner, you know all about heartburn, don't you?
Well, pretty much. I mean, coming from a relatively small business, yeah, you constantly know about heartburn.
You know, you walk into a small business, folks, and there's five or six, eight people standing around, looking around, working whatever they're doing, and you want to know who's the owner. He or she is the one with a bottle of pills in their hand, antacids, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just the business owners are worrying about it all, and that's what we do. We you know, absorb our stress in our guts. But the frightening thing is that those antacids are one of the most dangerous things you can take on an ongoing basis.
Really?
People think that they're benign and that if you just, you know, if you stop your stomach hurting, you'll be fine and your problem goes away. What those do when you take a lot of antacids is actually they increase your risk of things like hip fracture, kidney disease, pneumonia, all sorts of illnesses.
I thought a lot of those things had a lot of calcium in them and stuff, like a lot of oyster shells and stuff like that.
Well, some of them do. Like Tums is calcium.
Yeah.
And there's been studies out.
So
actually,
would that be good? Would that kind of calcium, would that be good for your hips and things like that, for your bones?
Well, it might be, except that if you take Tums on an ongoing basis, then what happens is that it actually increases your risk of heart attack if you're a woman. But also what you want to do when you take calcium, you never want to take calcium alone. You need to take it with either magnesium or vitamin D so that it absorbs into your body.
Interesting.
So rule of thumb for taking calcium.
So when you're looking at the ingredients of these things, look for those things to be all three of those
things.
Yeah,
but I mean, better yet, so here's the real thing. You don't want to constantly suppress your stomach acid. Most people who have, especially as we get a little bit older, our problem isn't that we have too much acid that has to be suppressed. We don't have enough, oddly. And one of the first things you should do if you're having chronic indigestion problems is think about taking digestive enzymes. Take additional acid. And I'll tell you, I suffered for years. I'm somebody that totally holds my stress in my stomach.
Yeah.
And when I started taking digestive enzymes, when I with lunch and with dinner, with your meals, then my indigestion went away. It's a huge difference. Yes. You need
how do you just go to the drugstore and ask for digestive enzymes?
They'll have it. They'll have it at Whole Foods Market. No, there's all sorts of them. You know, there are many of them. They'll call digestive enzymes or peptide enzymes.
Digestive enzymes.
Digestive enzymes. I mean, we, as you and I have talked about, we actually started a store, Bottom Line store, to make life easier because it's very confusing when you go to the store, which digestive enzymes do you get. We actually started a store so people could take our advice more easily, and it wasn't so confusing when you sit there and scratch your head.
What about acid reflux? That's something that, does this apply to that as well? You know, a lot of people have acid reflux, especially at night.
Acid reflux is a little bit different because that ends up actually being, that's a flap issue, right? So that the muscle on the flap from your esophagus is a little bit looser.
So that's this is totally different from that, isn't it?
Just basic indigestion is different than reflux. I mean, you don't want to have your, you know, acid going back up your esophagus.
Right.
Which is why now, so what's happened, like the Nexiums and all those sorts of, like, the little purple pills, those were actually developed for acid reflux. so that you should take it for a couple weeks.
Are those okay to take?
Not on an ongoing basis. Take it for a couple weeks to calm any inflammation.
Right.
Taking it every day on an ongoing basis is so unhealthy.
Yeah, if you're eating them like people eat the NSAIDs, that's not good.
It's not at all, because, again, what's happening is stomach acid does a couple things in your body. Number one, it digests your food. Right. So it lets you absorb your nutrients. If you're suppressing your acid, you don't have acid in your body, and you don't get your nutrients.
Right.
Which is why you risk breaking bones,
right,
et cetera. The other thing that acid does is it kills germs. Right? Think about, you got your dirty hands on your sandwich, right? And then your dirty hands, wherever they were, you ingest that.
Yep.
Well, the acid kills whatever germs were topically on that sandwich, and I promise you, there were germs on it, even if you just took it out of your brand new fresh.
Even if you Purell'd a little bit, folks.
Well, then you're absorbing Purell. That's a different discussion.
then you get it on the dirt from the bottle of the Purell on your hand after you put
you
it out.
You do,
right?
And the Purell just mushes, might kill some germs. It just mushes
the dirt. It
makes
you feel
around.
Better, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. A little bit of tang.
Let's move over and talk. Let's move. Unless you got a lot more on that, let's talk about the health insurance thing.
Okay, let me just tell you. So a couple other things, though. If you do have heartburn, one of my favorite go-tos is a little bit of baking soda in water. That's all on an ongoing basis. Also, drink warm liquids with your meals, not cold, because that will soften, kind of make it easier for you to digest it.
Warm
Don't
stuff.
Drink too would, much.
So would hot tea and coffee be better for you than say, iced tea or something like that?
Hot would be better... I drink hot water with lemon, actually, just like Grandma.
Yeah.
But also, don't drink too much.
Yeah, but we know what else you tip in there, too. So your Grandma.
Only later.
Don't drink too much
with your meal, though, because that will also dilute your stomach acid.
Right, okay.
So, important point. Although, actually, if you drink too much coffee, not good for indigestion.
Yeah,
too much carbonation, not good with indigestion. So water, actually, one of the best things you can do.
Water's great. I love water.
Drink water. All right, you want to talk about health insurance.
Yeah, what's going on there?
So the thing about health insurance, it's really the big question when you turn 65. Do you stay on your employer health plan, or do you switch to Medicare? So a couple of considerations. One is, how big is your company, right? So if you have a company, if you're with a company that has more than 20 people.
But you have to sign up for Medicare, right?
You do have to sign up for Medicare.
I mean, if you're at 65, you have to sign up.
Otherwise,
you lose it forever, right?
Only if you have the option and you're going to choose to stay on your employer's insurance, you do not have to sign up for Medicare.
So you can push that out for.
You can push it out. Normally, it suspends
the requirement till you go off the employer policy quickly.
Correct. If you send your employer insurance, then you have up to 8 months after that plan ends, or you stop working to sign up for Medicare.
So it depends on your employer policy.
Totally.
But that's the news to me, is that you can push it out and suspend it. That's
right.
That's
now keep
thing.
In mind, if you go on to Medicare, or if you stay on your employer's policy, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna let you finish that after these messages. Don't forget, folks. Bottom line, personalism is the twice monthly publication.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.